developed, created, and owned by James Pro Artistry Productions. That's the way of the world. This will be the topic that we talk about today in the Perceptive Readers podcast. I have to tell you first that I almost wanted to call it the James Pro Artistry podcast. But again, what we do here, I would still like to keep it as Perceptive Readers because it even describes it more into detail. You see, because as you know, when I talk about James Pro Artistry, it does get into the poetic and artistry of life. However, you see, Perceptive Readers, it lets the person know right away, oh, we're going to actually go a little bit more deeper into subjects, does it not? And so the topic for today really is, that's the way of the world. And I want you to think about something. Think about my statements very carefully, which I know you do. You see, sometimes a person, and this happens often really, can be applying some principle so well that other individuals will get the misunderstanding of what is being accomplished because the principle is really being applied so well. And you see, in their fix-it mode, may actually implement certain, you see, suggestions very strongly that end up causing the rift. And the rift may look like it was because all of a sudden that a person wasn't applying a principle that was working, but it actually did come from interference from overdue nosiness, as the Bible would even call that word of busybody. Okay. Now, this is what I want to share with you. You see, there's been times where an individual, like I said, will come to an understanding of the world, people, situations, you know, from the lighthearted to the very serious. And once they see the field, so to speak, you see the field, so to speak. And when I say field, I'm not just talking about the physical, but also the spiritual. You see what I'm saying? Then they realize certain things. And in that realization, they also come to the conclusion, okay, this is what it is all over. So where do I still find my nourishment, my support, and where I can be helpful? You see what I'm saying? And in that, they're factoring in, yes, the will of God as well. See, that will of God, as he moves persons along, sometimes they'll say, boy, I feel like he took me from here to get to there. But all the while, yes, there was a learning process going on, but all the while, it doesn't mean that the person still wasn't knowledgeable enough to make their, you know, decision in these different areas and that different areas. See, because they realized, okay, this was a phase that I went through to be strengthened physically. Oh, and so I went in here. This was a phase I went to strengthen my mind mentally and to become a more have intellectual proudness. So that's why I went to this schooling over there, you see. And this is where I went to fully round out my spiritual thinking. So that's why I went over here. And see, and in each decision, see, you will have some individuals that may look at it and say, why did that person go in there? Wasn't that wasn't smart. Well, that again could turn out to be just this person's opinion because you just don't know what that person was again was actually just trying to accomplish in their life at that time. Okay. Now I want to get into, as I told you, when a person applies a principle so well, that some persons outside looking in may think, no, that person just totally is ignorant or stupid about the situation. And really the principle that was being applied is, as long as it depends upon you, you just keep your peace. And I'm going to give you an example. It was a man up in age that once had, you know, a nice rapport with somebody who was younger than him. And he was noticing that this person, in general, always had something nice to say, even about the person's own enemies. And the person noticed that. And remember, this was the older person. And at times, this older person who had wisdom is still got in his craw because he felt like, because really, some of the persons that he was saying good things about, you see, this older person really knew just how badly these other persons felt and talked about this person who had, you see, just a few nice things to always say about them. And it was, and it always was brief, you know, no gossip or something like that intended. But see, this person had already learned that as part of, you see, being a reporter, if you will, of facts, that, you know, even persons that he may notice that was a rift or something going on, he still would at least state the facts of what this person was capable of doing. And that was, you know, part of his training that he had already learned. Okay. Now, with that being said, though, this was happening so much. And even one time in a private conversation, the older man, had brought up, this one person's, name. And so the older person said, you know, not everybody, feels the way that you think they feel about you. And the younger person said, yeah, I know that. And yet it shocked the older person maybe because of the person just saying, you know, yeah, I know that, you know. And then he said, then why do you, you know, see, say the things that you say at times? Because he really think that the person was really oblivious or ignorant to the situation of some of these individuals. And so the man said, well, you know, according to the good book, just trying to, you see, be like Jesus to keep the peace. And you know what that older man said? He said, you can be like Jesus, but they won't let you be like Jesus. See? Now, isn't that interesting? And it's interesting, too, that, like I said, the person that it came from, nobody wasn't going to mess with that person. You see what I'm saying? So the whole thing is this. What happened, and see, this is what I want to tell you about, where, you know, where I talk about administrators and leaders. Believe it or not, you see, there are times where even good-hearted leaders and administrators, being human, can really get frustrated as well to see persons that they know are good in that position. You see, know they are good in that role, not be placed in certain roles or run out of those roles because the very people that they were fighting for and standing up for did not stand up for them when they needed them to. You see what I'm saying? And so with that being said, there were situations that would come about, you know, some persons would, you know, come in and start feeling the same way that they, you know, heard or knew that this other older person had felt about the situation. And next thing you know, conflict would start up sometimes. Why? Because these other persons like, no, so-and-so must really don't know how this individual feel or that individual feel. And no matter how often that person may say, oh, yeah, I'm aware, but by applying just these principles. And see, some of those principles may look like the other people that the person was just groveling at the other person's feet. And that's not what the person was doing. The person was just doing what was necessary so that, once again, to keep the peace and to give the other persons in their care at least what they needed. And so it was the outside influences that just kept coming in and agitating matters where there was none, you know, before, stirring up competition and all sorts of things of that nature. You see what I'm saying? That then, finally, you see, like any human, even the person who was trying for years to keep the peace just got to the point that the person couldn't put up with certain things no more. So now, you know, human beings in their frustration, in their anger, you see what I'm saying? Can sometimes start, when they start speaking up, then they may be looking like, you know, they're not humble human beings anymore, when really their spirit is so agitated now, and being imperfect, you see, you just start making more mistakes. But see, the thing about it is, this, as I've stated before, the way of the world, once persons learn about situations and even ones they realize, hey, is just not going to be, you know, anything more, you know, to be gained by me, once again, being in this role or that role or what have you. So a person may move on to another role or what have you at times. Okay. And see, and this is the point that I want to really get across here. So the person moves on. All right. Then people who, you know, of course, won't know the full situation, you know, may start saying, I told you so. I told you, oh, but you was just ignorant or what have you. And see, and I'm here to tell you today, that's why I used the examples earlier about when people go through these different paths to become physically strong, or these different paths to become, you know, intellectually knowledgeable about things, and then even spiritually. See, the whole point is, a lot of persons still knew, and the information that they really had, they knew what knew what decision they were making, a well-informed decision on these different avenues or paths that they were taking along their life. And see, and that even includes spiritually. You see what I'm saying? So the whole point is, even if somebody is of a different faith at times, because there are many in the world, many as there is. See, sometimes you will have people, and I ran into people that they don't necessarily believe everything that, you know, I even shared with them within the first meeting. But it was still interesting enough where it was like, hey, well, you certainly got enough utensils, you see, utensils of God or what have you, that I can at least listen and learn until, you see, I run into something more. You see what I'm saying? And so the whole point is, it doesn't mean that a person, no matter what faith that they were in, were totally oblivious, you see, in their, in what they were learning at that time. And then they grow, you see. And the whole thing is, like I said, once you really know the way of the world and how it functions and things of that nature, there are certain statements, and you heard me say before, where they'll call this group a derogatory name. I don't even want to say it. You see what I'm saying? But I'll go ahead and say it. They'll call this group a cult, that group a cult, or what have you. And the whole point is, as I've said, and I haven't elaborated on it too much, but if you really know the way things are set up spiritually, you will see really a lot of groups, organizations, and even businesses still running that way. But see, because it's more, as they would call it, orthodox or acceptable, that you see, they'll make it seem like it's not running that way. But you know, you, once you learn, you'll see and understand what I'm talking about. So here is my point again. As I say, when you learn a good principle, and no matter what group the person may be applying in, you know what I'm going to say next. Long as someone isn't breaking any principle laws and, you know, and hurting anybody, then you see, it gives them time to grow. And sometimes if a person put up what others would say, boy, why is that person taking this abuse like this or that? Well, you see, still in time for that person, you know, you don't really know what's going through that individual's mind. But I will use this last example as between a husband and a wife, okay? There's been times I've told persons, and you know, and I've heard and seen a variety of experiences in this area, you know, all sorts of marriages and difficulties in them and things of that nature. But you know what I always told a person, I tell this to the men as well as the women, and mostly sometimes it probably more to the women than it was to the men, because hey, you know how things are. But the whole point is, I would tell them, no matter what you decide, you are the one that have to live with that decision. You are the one who have to live with that decision. See, sometimes well-meaning persons, and some of them not, you know, as well-meaning, will tell this person to just drop this other individual like hotcakes or what have you. And then they'll even tell the person that, you know, why put up with that person's bad attitude just because, you know, you have children or what have you. Well, if you were to put things on the scale as far as that woman's heart, put it this way. If she was to just drop her bad attitude mate, so to speak, and all of a sudden the kids and herself are suffering way more than the, you know, than to put up with just maybe his rudeness or what have you, then you see, that decision that she would make may well put more pressure and hurt on her heart, you see what I'm saying, than it would in just, once again, ignoring the rudeness, you know, of the matter. As I said before, this is just an example. You see what I'm saying? This is just an example. But it really gives you something to think about, where I said again, you can think in being overly knowing the situation, or I said nosing this or busybody, that sometimes you would be helping an individual who's dealing with a certain matter, difficulty, lack of respect or what have you. But make no mistake about it, until they're resolved in their own heart and mind to deal with the repercussions, if you will, the consequences, which, you know, we know there's always a give and take on a situation, that until they're ready to be settled in their heart to make this move or that move after they done tried everything, you know, it's best to allow the person to do that. You see, it's best to allow them to make their own decision and not be forced one way or the other. Because when they do make the decision, and it is because it's resolved in their heart to do it, they will have a better result. You see what I'm saying? Because already their heart and mind is now moving forward, and it won't be divided because they took somebody else's advice that they really didn't want to take in the first place. Not at that time. They weren't resolved in their heart, and it just caused more problems. So thank you for being with me on this That's the Way of the World title. And I hope this helps again in some way. I know I haven't read or talked about other subjects, but the time that we live in, you know, is becoming more and more applicable in your affirmations each day, you see, to make sure you look in the mirror and really say, I'm doing the best I can. With your help, God, I will be able to enjoy another day of life, you see. And thank you for this day of life. And then, of course, you can say what you want to share. But this was just a thought, your thought of thanking God and also realizing you're doing the best you can. Take care of yourself.